Welcome, dear listeners, to our weekly episode of Friday Night Frights. And this week it's Truth or Dare. In the quiet town of Ravenswood, nestled among the hills and shrouded in mist, lies an ancient mansion known only as Whispering Manor. Tonight, a group of brave teenagers will embark on a journey into its dark and haunted halls.
But first, let's hear from our loyal sponsors, the Ghastly Great Ghost Ships.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or something is lurking in the shadows, just waiting to snatch your snacks? Well, fear not, because we have the solution for you. Introducing Ghost Chips.
Ghost chips are not your ordinary chips. These spectral snacks are made from the finest ethereal ingredients, hand-picked from the other side.
Whoa, where did my ghost chips go?
Oh, don't worry. That's just one of our friendly neighborhood ghosts enjoying the taste of ghost chips.
But wait, there's more. With ghost chips, you'll never have to worry about your snacks disappearing again. Our ghostly guardians will keep watch over your chips, ensuring they stay right where they belong, in your hands.
So next time you feel a chill in the air or hear a mysterious voice in the darkness, just remember, it's probably just your friendly ghost chips, making sure you're never snackless again.
Ghost chips, because even ghosts get hungry. Available now at your nearest spectral supermarket.
Ghost chips, ghost chips.
Let's go now to later that night, when Granny had gone to bed and Emma and her friends were sitting around the bonfire and felt like having a bit of fun.
Oh, I feel sick. That was my third burn marshmallow and chalky biscuits.
Geez, look at the moon. It's huge tonight.
Yikes. That's such a classic scary movie sound.
I don't like this vibe, guys. Maybe I should go home now.
Are you for real, Rose? Come on, don't be a baby. Alright, Alex, settle down. It must be time for Truth or Dare.
Not truth again. We've known each other forever. I know all your little secrets.
Maybe not all our secrets.
Dare.
For the perfect dare. Jesse, you have to go knock on that creepy old house's door across the street and ask if they have any snacks. Maybe ghost chips.
No way. So glad that's not me. That place gives me the creeps.
Are you sure about this?
Boo!
It's okay, Rose. Calm down. Sarah, this is not the time for jump scares. Too much sugar for you guys. Well, Jesse, are you up for the deal?
Just as Jesse is about to gather her courage and head towards the house, they were all staring over at Whispering Manor and something unexpected happened. The front door of the supposedly abandoned house creaked open slowly, revealing a figure silhouetted against a dim light from within.
Guys, I think someone lives there.
Well, Jesse, looks like your dare just got a whole lot more interesting.
Little did they know that Granny had got up for a midnight walk in the air.
Sometimes the greatest adventures begin with a single step into the unknown.
Whoa, Granny, you scared us.
Many years ago, before any of you were born, this neighborhood was home to a terrible tragedy. A family lived in that mansion across the street, but one fateful night they vanished without a trace. Legend has it that their spirits still haunt that house to this very day, seeking revenge on anyone who dares to disturb their peace.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes. Those who enter that house never return the same.
This day gets more exciting by the minute.
But wait, then who was that figure we saw in the door?
Are you chicken, Jessie? Or will you take on the debt? I thought Granny said there were no people living in the manor.
Excuse me, do you have any snacks?
The teenagers enter the manor, their footsteps echoing in the empty corridor, a long stretching hall lined with doors.
Did you hear that? It sounded like something whispering. Hey, what's that?
Hey, what are those? Look, it's Jaffa's being rolled down the hall. Funny snack joke, guys, but who rolled them?
I don't like this.
Stop freaking out, Emma. It's probably just the wind.
Wait, they aren't Jaffa's. They're eyeballs.
The whispers are not just in their imagination. The spirits of Whispering Manor have awakened, and they hunger for ghostly fun.
Hey, you guys, this is cool. Let's split up and each take a door along the hall to open.
Let's not?
Agreed, this place is just plain weird.
Oh, come on. It's not so bad now that I'm in here. And look at the cool doorknob to this first door. It looks like a red clown's nose.
Yeah, right. Give it a honk, why don't you?
Okay, I will.
Okay, I'm going in this one. It looks fun.
Well, I don't want to be the odd one out. I'll take the next one with Sarah. Rose, you take the next one with Jessie, by the stairs.
The teenagers explore the manor's forgotten rooms, each one more bizarre than the last, and soon learn that the ghosts of Whispering Manor have a strange sense of humour indeed.
The tension in the teenagers was rising. The air was thick with fear as sinister ghostly clown laughter grows louder.
Oh no, this isn't good. The door is stuck. How are we going to get out of here?
Alex, I didn't see you come in. What is this place? And what is this strange box in the corner?
No, wait, don't open that. Too late.
A giant jack-in-the-box bounced out from the corner and stared with a mad grin into Emma's face.
Ah! Alex, get that thing away from me. I'm getting major it vibes.
Don't be afraid. We're just clowning around.
Get it? Clowning around.
Hey, Emma. Behind those balloons at the end of the room, there might be a window we can escape through.
There are too many balloons. Let's just use my hair clip and pop them.
Face your fears to get out of here.
Face your fears to get out of here.
I have a fear of drowning.
There's no water in here, but my fear has been to tell you my feelings for you all along.
Well, fess up.
Here, let me show you instead. Pucker up.
Meanwhile, further down the hall of Whispering Manor, other ghostly mayhem of the monster variety is underway, and Jane and Sarah are going to find out all about it.
This door opened easily. Come on, Sarah, you first.
Hey, don't push! It's pitch black in there!
What was that sound?
Oh my god, this feels gross. Here, feel these weird shapes. They're round and squishy. Get your phone light out. Let's see what it is.
Here it is. Wait, what?
Suddenly, a group of monsters with squishy eyeballs emerge from the shadows, their eyeballs bouncing with each step.
Who dares enter our room?
We do, and we're not afraid of you.
Humans never learn. You're in our territory now, and we make the rules.
How about a deal? We'll play your game if you let us pass without harm.
Deal, but only if you dance the monster mash with us.
Deal. Now how does it go?
The teenagers and monsters start to dance the monster mash, their movements synchronized in a bizarre spectacle.
From my laboratory in the castle east.
You have promised them. Now leave our room.
Afraid and shaking, Sarah and Jane try to find Emma and Alex, but by the stairs, Rose and Jesse cautiously step into a dimly lit room. The air is thick with an ominous presence, and eerie whispers echo off the walls.
This place gives me the creeps. Jesse, are you sure we should be here?
Don't worry, Rose. We just need to find out who these ghostly figures are and escape. It'll be an adventure.
As they explore the room, they suddenly hear a loud creaking noise. They turn around to see the walls beginning to close in, trapping them.
Jesse, look, the walls are closing in on us.
What? We need to find a way out, and fast.
Just then, ghostly apparitions materialize around them, their ghastly forms swirling with an otherworldly glow.
Jesse, what do we do?
We can't let fear control us, Rose. We need to find a solution, together.
The ghosts begin to float closer, their eyes gleaming with vicious intent.
You will never leave this room alive.
Look, Jesse, there's a vent we can escape from. Here, I'll give you a leg up.
Okay. Wow, it looks like a long way down. Here I go.
Jesse, I can't get up there. I keep slipping and the walls keep coming in. Someone help me.
Will Rose escape? Where will Jesse's vent take her to? The teenagers are really in a tight scrape of screams and squeaky walls. It's a good time to hear from our sponsors. Squeak Be Gone, to learn how to get the annoying sounds out of a house.
Are you tired of the soundtrack of your life being dominated by the annoying squeaks of your doors?
Ugh, not again. Seriously, it's like living in a haunted house.
Well, fear not, because we have the solution for you. Introducing Squeak Be Gone Anti-Squeak Spray. The magical solution to silence those squeaky serenades once and for all.
Whoa, did you hear that? Or rather, did you not hear that?
It's like magic.
That's right. With Squeak Be Gone, you can finally say goodbye to those pesky door squeaks and reclaim your peace and quiet. With Squeak Be Gone, say goodbye to embarrassing squeaks that announce your every move to the whole neighborhood.
Finally, peace and quiet.
Whether it's your bedroom door, your bathroom door, or even the door to your secret snack stash, the Squeak Be Gone has got you covered.
Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have silenced their squeaky woes with Squeak Be Gone Anti-Squeak Spray.
Now at your local hardware store, grab a can today and say goodbye to squeaks forever. Squeak Be Gone, bringing peace and quiet, one door at a time.
But wait, there's more. Squeak Be Gone not only eliminates squeaks, but also provides long-lasting lubrication to keep your doors gliding smoothly like a figure skater on ice.
And now, listeners, we are back to Whispery Manor. Suddenly, the whole house shuddered and heaved. The doors squeaked and swung on their hinges, seeing the teenagers running from their rooms and the hall to meet by the front door.
Rose, thank goodness you're alive. Alex, Jane, Sarah, let's get out of here. Wait, where is Jessie?
I don't know. I only hope she made it out of this house, and so should we. Let's go.
Let's meet back at Emma's house.
And so, dear listeners, the teenagers emerged from Whispering Manor, forever changed by their encounter with the supernatural. They ran helter-skelter out of the haunted Whispering Manor and back to the safety of Emma's house and her granny, or so they thought. The teenagers raced across the road, their hearts pounding with adrenaline. They reached Emma's house, illuminated by the warm glow of the bonfire.
I can't believe we made it back.
I know, I can't believe we survived Whispering Manor.
Nah, we had it under control.
Yeah, right.
Now I can warm up by the bonfire. My God, that was such a chilling experience.
Jessie, you managed to escape. What happened? And what's that in your hand?
There's something you guys need to know. The group fell silent, sensing the seriousness in Jessie's tone. Whispering Manor isn't just haunted by ghosts. It holds a dark secret that's been kept hidden for years.
What do you mean?
I found this diary wedged in the vent. I've been reading it since I got back to the bonfire.
So, what does it say? Hey, it looks like kids' writing.
You're right, Alex. It's the children who disappeared from the Whispering Manor, and the last entry is the freakiest.
Well, come on, read it out.
Just then, Granny appeared in her slippers and robe and sat down beside them.
Hello, dears. Been on an adventure?
Yeah. We even met monsters who like to party.
Yeah, and crazy ghost clowns. It definitely was better than watching scary movies at home.
Ah, sounds like you had an interesting dare.
Yeah, Granny. I think I want to hear the truth now. Come on, Jessie. Read that entry.
What is that book, dear? Funny, it looks like...
Come on, Jessie!
Okay. Well, this is the last entry. Since Mother and Father went overseas on holiday, things have been strange. My brothers and sisters have all gone, each one disappearing in this house, and I can't find them. It's only me left and our nanny alone in this house.
Sounds like it was the nanny that did something to those children, and that's why the ghosts stay there, waiting in the manor for the parents to return.
It's a sad story indeed. Well, time for my bedtime. Good night, youngsters.
Emma, your granny is so nice. She seems to really like young people.
Yeah, well, she's looked after plenty of years. She used to be a nanny.
Wait, what? A nanny?
Yeah, a nanny. Hang on. You don't think it could be her?
As the full moon shone in the night sky and the last words crackled on the bonfire, the teenagers contemplated the mystery of Whispering Manor.